This is David Williams with the Whitcliffe's Oral History Group talking to Mr. Jeff Goodman about his memories of Bowen's Field and how it came to be a village amenity.
I was chairman of the parish council in 2008, and we just had the development at Fountain Court, which is the first reasonably big development, which is was in Paul Johnson's old garden. And on the back of the this development, they issue money, which the developers, I believe, have to pay out of a 106 fund, which is a 106. You have to provide certain amount of money to the village or the area for open space development. Well, so we thought, we all sat down and wondered in the parish council, what can we do? How can we make use of this money? Because we don't want it to go to another village and we don't get the benefit of it. So there was a piece of ground next door to the new old rectory, Woodpeckers, which had for some years been used by Hillary and Doug Bowen for growing runner beans. And more recently, just before we bought it, there was somebody been grazing some horses on there. So we thought this was come to about, it's about 2 acres altogether, and it led in off the Stourport Road. So we thought, well, this is a good opportunity. Well, we'll find out who owns this land. Well, we made inquiries, and Hillary had rented it for some years. Hillary and Doug, Doug had died, I think, now. But anyway, a bit sad. But Hillary said, oh, that they used to farm it for some years. I said, who owned it then? And they weren't too sure who owned it, because it was all done through an agent in Worcester. Well, after a lot of extensive inquiries, we found it was actually belonged to the church. So it was, we had to make moves to go to the Diocese of Worcester and ask them whether they owned a piece of ground in Great Whitley. The answer comes back, no, I don't think they did own any ground in Great Whitley, which was the usual thing, elongated arrangement that the church go on to. Anyway, it long and short of it was, and they didn't really want to sell anything anyway if it did, but they said they didn't think they owned it. Anyway, the long and short of it, they did own it, and it did belong to the diocese. So we went there again through the diocese solicitors. We made progress and trying to buy this piece of land from the money that was available from the building of Fountain Court. Alan Norcott, the then vicar or rector of Whitley, was helped a lot in establishing that it would be a good thing to do, and he supported us a lot on it. So we went ahead and we actually purchased this piece of ground, which I can say took a long time, the time solicitors had been involved and everything else. John Plumridge, our then clerk, was absolutely brilliant at dealing with it. So anyway, that was about 2008. I haven't got the exact date, I'm sorry about that. But it was 2008, we managed to purchase this 2 acres of ground off the Stourport Road for the open space development in Great Whitley. Then we had to plan what we were actually going to do with it. So we formed, there was a little group of us, and Vice Chairman of the Parish Council then, Mike Pennington, was very helpful in this one. A group of village people in the village who were very interested in developing this got together and drew up a plan. We wanted to landscape the area a little bit, and it was just going to be an open space for people to go out and walk in and enjoy with picnic tables and whatever. So they formed this group, and then it was thought, well, wouldn't it be good if we could make a path from this field and join up and come through onto the Worcester Road by the village hall? People could then walk from the glebe, they'd be able to walk down and across the path and back onto the surgery and all that area. So that idea was taken on board, and then that time the Quartermans owned this field just above it, between this patch of ground we were buying and the quarter green. field. So we approached the Quarterman's, and they had very kindly sold us a strip of land. So we made this footpath. Then it joined the Stourport Road up with the village hall, which in hindsight was a brilliant idea, and it has been very, very successful. Lots of people walk on it on a daily basis. Initially, it was done with a gravel path. Now, that wasn't altogether suitable because people with pushchairs found it difficult pushing pushchairs and that along. So Ken Pollock, our county councillor representative, managed to get some money from the Rural Development Programme for England to pay for the footpath to be tarmacked. So that was duly done. Now, after we bought the field, we'll go back a little bit, we had to name it. And old Doug Bowen had been in the village all his life, more or less, except for time when he was in the army, I think, in the Suez crisis. He'd been a parish council and chairman of the parish council for a year. We decided to name the field after him, and hence it was called Bowen's Field. So then this group of people under Mike Pennington drew up plans how it should be done. We planted trees, different types of trees. There was to be a flat area levelled out part way down, which is to make a football pitch or a games field or whatever you like to call it. There was a new hedge planted just below Woodpeckers, which was once the rectory for Great Whitley. Not the old rectory, but the next rectory. Just there, we planted a nice hedge there with various hedging plants. We duly levelled out the football pitch, planted the trees, and we also, it was Diana Pollock, who was then keen on things, said we wanted a patch of wild flowers. So I happened to research this fairly carefully, and the only way to grow wild flowers, apparently, is you have to take all the topsoil off. They like very poor soil. Wildflowers, so they can't, nothing very fertile, anything grows. So we duly did this, and we got the topsoil scraped off down to 8 inches and planted these wildflowers, which actually were very good for a few years, but like everything else, it degenerates back to how it was originally. But now I'm speaking in 2015, it isn't quite, they're still there, but it's gone back to how it used to be, really. And then we planted masses of daffodils. A lot of people volunteered to plant daffodils all up the side of the path. So there we got a nice path back up to the quarter green, back onto Stourport Road, which is used by a lot of people. And then we purchased picnic tables, which was put on out there for people to have a picnic with. We also had to purchase, we managed to purchase a fairly large John Deere mower to keep the grass tidy. It's 2 acres, the fairly substantial one. We had a very good deal on that, and that is now still going strong. Then we had to have a group of people who was going to mow it, so that was done voluntary with a group of people for 2 years, I think it was. And then I got two grandsons, both doing their Duke of Edinburgh's award. So 1 year they did that was their voluntary summer work. There was no expense involved in mowing the lawns except for petrol for the mower. So that worked out well. And just to finally finish it off at this time, there's a big planning application coming up for 175 houses in Quarterman's Field and Payne's Field. Thank goodness we bought this bit of land for the village in the middle of the triangle of the village, and it always will be there for the enjoyment of the villagers. Whatever happens in the future, irrespective of the building, it can never be built on.
Thank you, Jeff. That's super. And what an appropriate tribute to Doug Bowen, who, as you said, was a stalwart in the village.
That's right.
That the Bowen name should continue.
That's it.
Thank you, Jeff.